The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. As always, we've got Wanda running the backboard there.
Yeah.
All right, Wanda, and we've got, we're going to talk with my good friend, Louis Archambault. We're going to talk about EB-5 financing, and then we're going to talk about a really creative solution to the housing crisis. We're going to talk to my friends from Pittsburgh. We're going to talk to them about their scattered site, kind of Lego little houses they put together. It's going to be really cool.
Arts and crafts today.
Yeah, arts and crafts day, 100%.
Cool.
Bring it. You do rock and roll, Wanda. Rock me.
Some got a waiting, but the catch was fine. Never saw such big ones with a man, oh man. We're coming in loaded just as fast as we can.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville, and, you know, they've got all kinds of great nameplates in Key West. Well, what do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom calls that person all the time. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880. TheBiz.com.
All right. And hey, if you need some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Just closed a deal up in Orlando. And in fact, I just closed another one up in Dania. So I've been real hot the past couple of weeks. Deal up in Dania. Guy called me the week before 4th of July. Says he has to call it close in 2 weeks. I said, but one of those weeks is the week that the 4th of July is in. He said, that's right. I said, no problem. What'd we do? We closed that deal yesterday. That's right. We closed the deal yesterday. Everybody was happy. Ran around filing all the papers. But that's right. If you need cash and you need it now and it needs to be creative, then what do you need to do? You need to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Again, 305-773-6300. And why would you call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
I'm here. That's right, and while we wait for Louis to come and talk about EB-5, Wanda, is Louis here? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I saw someone come in the door, but I can't do everything at the same time. There he is. Louis, is that you? Lewis is here.
Then
all
tell
right.
him to come on in.
Go on in that door right there. Here you go. Lewis is here. We're doing this live, Lewis, so welcome to the show.
All right. Well, here Lewis tries to sit down and get his headset on. We're going to talk a little bit about EB-5 financing. EB-5 financing is a government program that helps people come and build our economy and achieve citizenship for that. And Lewis, welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
All right, now tell me a little bit more about EB-5. What would you say is the definition of EB-5?
EB-5 is a visa program that's sponsored by the United States government that, in essence, is an investment by a foreign investor who then is able to qualify for a green card based upon their investment. So it works very well for the investor. And obviously, it's a way to bring foreign investment into the country.
Well, but Lewis, there's been less and less welcoming here in the United States for folks that are of, we'll say, foreign origin. So is there like a drumbeat against this program? It seems to me like it's been real effective.
Right. Well, politics, obviously, as you know, could be a lot of different things and completely unpredictable. But the program is still very popular. The question is, who gets the money? So, of course, everybody wants the money in their district, and when the press comes out that money is going to an urban area, the politicians from more rural areas, of course, are very upset by that. They would like the money in their districts. So it's more a question of who ultimately gets the investment, not necessarily the problem over the quality of the investment itself.
Okay, so then, you know, we've got a bunch of these EB-5 deals. Let me ask you that. So let's say somebody says, I want to do my deal. I want to do a real estate deal. I want to do it with an EB-5 financing component. What does that mean and what does that take?
Sure. Boiled down to its essence, EB-5 is mezzanine debt.
Okay.
It can be an investment, but for real estate projects, it does tend to be an investment as a loan into the actual project. So the investors will subscribe and do an investment like any other, but their money is actually a loan into the project itself. And that component is very valuable now because before the downturn, if I was building a real estate project, I could probably do that on about 95% loan and maybe 5% equity. After the downturn, that entire structure changed. So if I'm stacking capital for a project, I need to make sure that now I have more equity because lenders won't put in as much money as they did before. So you have a gap, and EB-5 works very well to fill that gap when you're trying to finance a project.
So then the process is that you create an offering memorandum, you get that approved by the government?
Right. So the investment is a separate component from the actual investment or application that the investor will go through to get their EB-5 visa. The government's not as concerned about the quality or the specifics of the investment. They're more concerned that the investment itself will generate the jobs necessary to qualify the applicant for their visa. So they're looking at different things rather than the specifics of the investment.
Okay, so then it's kind of a two-pronged thing for the overseas person. They're looking to come enter the United States as a business person, as an investor. For the developer, it's a way to help enhance their equity investing in the deal.
Correct. So everybody benefits, and there is a little bit of a lag time currently, particularly if you're a Chinese investor. The delay for approval, because there's only a certain amount of visas. It's called a quota. There's only a certain amount of visas given to every country. So since Chinese investors tend to like this program, there is a wait period. And the typical Chinese investor today will invest for their children. So they will look, say, 4 to 10 years in the future, start the application process, do the investment with the idea that when it qualifies, they will then have this program available for their children to come to the United States to be a student, or to go from being a student to being in the process of getting a green card. So it's very valuable for those purposes.
Well, I would think it'd be real hot for the student housing market then, my gosh. So let me ask you this. So, you know, there's China. You know, there's a little bit of a political focus on China right now. But we're close to another potential source. I know some guys in town have been doing these with Latin American investors. Are you hearing that there's a little bit more momentum going south?
Yes, because of the delays and issues with so many people from China looking for this program. The movement for EB-5 investment has definitely shifted to Latin America. It's also been focused on India, Singapore, and Vietnam. as opposed to strictly Chinese investors.
Now, I remember a few years ago, there was like a whole business. They'd take you, they'd take some money, they'd take you to China, they'd go meet some other people that I got to just call them this money brokers from China. They'd bring them back and blah, blah, blah. They'd aggregate them up and they go. So is there people that specialize in different countries?
Yes, there's various individuals that are focused on different countries versus others, like any other business. And EB-5 is no different. So if someone were to be interested in the program, there are individuals that they can speak to from all angles, either for the visa application itself, for raising the capital and structuring the capital, or actually being a broker and trying to help find individuals that are interested in the program within the various countries that can apply.
Now, I know your firm has really been involved in this from the very, very start. Your partners had come and presented this stuff to me, my gosh, 5, 6, 7 years ago. What are some examples of a couple of projects that have been structured in this manner that you guys have been a part of? And if you could say it publicly, some of the strengths and weaknesses of the process that you learned about while you were perfecting it in these projects?
Sure. Well, for a lot of the projects, they are located in the state of Florida, but also throughout the country. I can't necessarily go into a lot of the specifics of the individual projects, but they range from hotels to an auto complex in Alabama, an equestrian center in North Carolina, hotels, regional economic revitalization districts in the state of California. So there's a wide range of different projects that an investor can potentially invest in. And it really depends on the investor and what they like. Okay. And the investor can choose from a lot of different projects depending on their interest.
So this is really about creating jobs in America using foreign seed capital. So what are the preferred property types when the government people are analyzing the applications?
Right. So rather than type, they're very interested in the location of the investment. Again, if I'm a congressman from Iowa, I would love to have that money invested within a rural area of Iowa that is in need of foreign capital investment. Obviously, if I'm from New York, I'd love to have that money come to a New York hotel. So it really depends on more the area than necessarily the asset class of the particular investment. So in Congress right now, that's the crux. Where is this money going?
Is it possible to kind of track where it's gone? Is there like heavier investment? Because look, a lot of this I think would be New York, California, maybe a little bit less in Chicago. Maybe Dallas, Fort Worth, maybe a little bit in Atlanta, but it's, I would think maybe where you can get a direct flight or get one flight for a Chinese person so they can come see it, or do they care?
Right. That's correct. Again, you can't force an investor to go to any particular area or any particular project. And if you're talking to people from around the world, generally when they think of the United States, they think of the major cities. They think of New York City. They think of LA. They think of things that they see in television, not necessarily a revitalization of a urban or a rural district in Iowa, which is unfortunate because, again, that may be a very good investment.
Probably
a very
is.
Good opportunity.
Probably is.
But, you know, every investor is a little different in how they see the world in the United States.
So then what I'd like to do is I'd like to take a short break. Can you stay for another segment?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, because we got started really kind of quick, and I'd like to take a step back, talk about your credentials, some of your background here, the team that you work with at the firm, and how you can really help people get these across the finish line.
All right, that sounds great.
All right, well, Wanda, let's go. We've got some great stuff we're going to talk to Lewis about after the break, so hurry through it, and then let's come back. I think Lewis has got us onto something here where we can use this stuff to make some money. All right, Lewis. Well, I guess that we have the percussion section today, don't we, Wanda?
Yes, Mom.
Okay, well then, it's the summertime, it's time for summer percussion. It's also time for summer car deals, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, You want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great Audi store in Gainesville, and they sell all the great nameplates down in Key West. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and of course, they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You think I love saying that? You know I do. And a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
And Wanda Miles.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
On 880.
Billions and 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 billions.
Jim Freed, connect to capital investments, service and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnect, the future of real estate networking. All right, everybody. And once you've solved the problem of real estate networking, you can give me a call. I can help you get financing right now. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We financed with EB5 guys before. That's right. We can get you your senior financing. I closed the deal. Guy called me the week before 4th of July. Says, I got to close before in 2 weeks. I said, dude, one of the weeks is 4th of July. He says, I got to close. I says, I got the lender. We closed. Wasn't easy, but we did it. So if you need cash, give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you give me a call, one of my lenders, that's right, the guys at Spectrum that I hang my license with, one guy makes the decision. We can commit that day. We can close in a week, 2 weeks. You need it fast? We've got it. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Now, we're with my good friend, Louis Archambault. He is a partner with Arnstein and Larry emerged. So what are you calling it now?
Saul Ewing, Arnstein and Larry. Just keep getting bigger.
You do keep getting bigger. Now, were you once like up, the firm was from Chicago or something?
Yes. The firm was Florida and Chicago based. And as of September of last year, merged with Saul Ewing, which was more on the East Coast. And now we have broader scope, and it's been a great merger and very exciting things to be able to be a part of.
I had a different reason for asking. My mom's from Chicago. She used to play with Arnstein's daughter.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm not kidding. She's Arnstein, is that the firm from Chicago?
That's right. The original firm for the Sears company.
She said they did them all the work at Sears. So
I'm sure she appreciates the mimicking of... Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
But you have to do it with a Chicago
she
accent.
She loves that. Yeah.
Chicago. Sorry, Mom, but I really meant it with only love, but at least I remembered it. Was it Julie or something like that? Maybe you called Wanda, give her the lady's name. Anyway, so let's talk a bit about your firm's background with EB5. Ronnie came over, talked to us about EB5 a number of years ago. And so I really have always viewed your firm as the leading firm here in South Florida for EB5. What's the big pitfall with somebody doing EB5? What's the first thing they need to do other than get the right counsel?
Well, when they're putting together their project, they just need to understand that there is a timing issue when it comes to the investment. Investors sign up when the investors sign up. That may not work necessarily with the timing of the project. So a lot of times when you're doing the structuring, you're going to want to have a bridge loan that goes with the EB5 investment so that you don't have a problem with timing in funding of the project.
You know, right at the beginning, it was really hard because the lenders were still trying to get used to the bridge loan, and they were trying to look. They always go, how am I getting taken out? And the money coming in from the EB5 in the beginning, they weren't comfortable with how that was working. So it seems to me then that kind of has gone away as an issue.
Correct. The bridge loan helps to massage the timing so that everybody's happy with the flow of capital. Another issue that arises when you're talking with the senior lenders is when the EB-5 money is put into the project and the application is made, the money has to immediately put at risk. So the money can't sit for very long. When the investor puts in their application for an EB-5 visa, the money has to go into the project. So senior lenders want to try to control the capital at times. And with an EB-5 investment, they can't wait. That money has to go into the project.
You said a scary word. You said that money is at risk.
Correct.
So the foreign investor puts the money up and they could lose it?
Yes, it's an investment like any other. So in the documentation, they agree that they understand that this is an investment and investments sometimes don't always work out.
So if they invested the money and they lose it, are they still able to retain their residency card or whatever you call it?
Correct, yes. In the application process, as long as there were jobs created with the money they put in, it's not necessarily a result of the ultimate investment. It's were the jobs created that were expected when the application was made, and if at the end of the probationary period, there's still those jobs created that they expected, then they're able to get their visa.
So somebody does an audit on these jobs, the Department of Labor, the IRS?
Yes, Immigration Services will double check all the documentation that's submitted along with the application to verify that on the way in, there's an expectation of the correct number of jobs, and on the way out, that the jobs were actually created.
Now there's a whole, I got to use a word I hate, ecosystem that's around this. There's consultants that do the job projections and stuff like that.
Correct, yes. It's a business plan that's prepared and submitted. And the nice thing is you don't have to, with the $500,000 EB-5 application, the jobs that need to be created are either 10 direct or indirect jobs. So you don't have to show a trail of money that goes directly into somebody's salary. But what you do have to show that if the money went into construction, there's an anticipation that construction will generate a certain amount of jobs. It's a formula that the government agrees that if you put X numbers of dollars in, X numbers of jobs come out if the money flows to construction.
Now, how big is your team that works on these transactions? I know you got you got Ronnie. How many other folks you got that handle this? Because it seems pretty complicated.
Right. So Ronnie, you mentioned, is Ronnie Fieldstone. I'm sure he'll be happy.
High five to Ronnie. Boom. There you go, Ronnie. Finally gave you. There you go. Wanda got me there.
That's right. So we probably have about 5 to 7 partners and maybe another 5 associates or so that are working on EB-5 projects at any particular time through all the various offices. And it's very exciting because, I don't say this lightly, our firm is one of the preeminent firms when it comes to EB-5 across the country. And we have connections in this space with all the different players that are associated with EB-5 investments. So it's a really exciting area to practice.
Who are some of the teammates that you guys work with in that ecosystem?
Sure. So we work with Driftwood.
Shout out, Tom.
There we go. But I also want to mention some of the other attorneys also. Julian Montero, Jay Rosen, and Rohit Kapuria in the firm are also involved in the space. So I want to make sure I mention my friends.
You should. You said the people that really make you look good, because we know it takes a lot of people to make you look good, Lewis.
Now, I try, you know.
Yeah, well, you did okay. Your wife would be proud.
My girls, too. They make sure I stay in line.
Well, hopefully they're going to be watching you on Facebook Live. If they're not, they'll be able to watch later. So then you talked about some of the other teams, and I think you said Driftwood or something?
Yes. There's various people that are doing EB-5 work, and there's regional centers as well throughout the country. There's 900 different regional centers in the United States, and we all get a chance to work on EB-5 investing.
How do I pick the right regional center, and can a regional center from North Carolina do a deal in Miami?
Regional centers are associated with certain areas of the country, so you have to pick a regional center associated with where the project is located, but we have relationships with all the various regional centers, and all you have to do is make sure you use the right firm. We can help direct you where necessary.
Now, do the regional centers' geographic areas overlap?
The regional centers potentially can overlap, but they're very they really try to stay within a specific territory.
But like a Florida one, like a Florida one, and then you got one from Miami, and would they overlap? And I could talk to each of them, and how do I compare? And why would I choose? And what? Ooh, this is a great one. What would be points of differentiation that would matter to me?
Right. Well, it is more regional based, so it, depending upon the investment and who you go with, would be related to the regional center. Plus, the regional center qualifies the various projects. So once you're an investor actually looking at an offering, a regional center has already been picked for that project.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, you say you have relationships with the different regional centers. Do some of them have specialties in product type?
The regional centers are more generalized. It's more depending upon their project area than a specific project. So depending upon the area, you would then get involved with the regional center.
So I know that when I was looking for, I got to just say it this way, when I was looking for a place to do Vivian's kidney transplant, they all had success rate statistics. Do these regional centers have statistics like that? Listen to me just drilling down. My gosh. Jim, somebody gave me the due diligence pill today.
I'm sure you would have to talk to the specific regional centers about potential success. But when it comes to an investment, there's always risk involved. So I would, at that point, it comes down to the individual interviews that each of the investors would do with their people.
Spoken like a true lawyer. You good? Sounds like you're almost running for office here. But but now, so generically, could you walk us through the last transaction that you did so people could kind of say, well, my client called me up, we talked about this, then we called this, and then we did that, and we closed this, and it took about 2 years.
Sure. So there was a assisted living facility, actually six, as part of an offering in North Carolina, and the offering was a collective related to the facilities themselves. And the investors would invest within a company that would loan money into the project. And the money would flow into the actual construction. And there was a senior loan component and there was a bridge loan component. And the senior lender, again, was putting in most of the money related to the construction. And the bridge loan would also be used depending upon timing. And as the investors' money would come in for the EB-5, it would go to either pay down the senior lender or the bridge lender in order to keep capital flow for the project.
Well, I'd want it to pay down the bridge lender. They're going to be much more expensive than the senior lender, but what I know, I'm only in the capital provision business, but that's why I wanted you on the show because I'm interested in this. So that was an ALF. So there was the construction jobs, which that was one thing. Then there were the continuing jobs, say 75 or 80 in the ALF. So do those count just like the construction jobs?
Well, in this case, the investment was related specifically to the construction. So it's construction jobs. But in this particular project, there weren't investors, but you could have an investment component related to the operations and the jobs related to the operations.
Okay, because the money that came in through EB-5 went into a finance company that funded the deal?
Correct. It was related specifically to the construction portion of the project. And then you could have a separate component related to the actual operations. Things that work very well for those are restaurants or a car wash. Things that employ a lot of people generally are very good from an investment standpoint because you have more jobs that can be created for certain industries versus others.
Well, Lewis, our time is up. It evaporated. Next time you got to bring your kids in here, though. We make it a deal that the second time the person comes in, they bring their kids. So we want to thank you so much for giving us this good information on international real estate investing. How do people find you? And if they want to, our good friend Ronnie.
Sure. At Saul Ewing, Arnstein & Lehr, we'd be more than happy to speak to them. We're all over the web, www.saul.com. And if they're involved or interested in any aspect of EB-5, we'd love to be able to speak with them.
What a great website. High five to whoever got that for you. www.saul.com. Hot dang. All right, Wanda, play some rock and roll. I want to thank Lewis and his PR firm for getting us together here. Or actually, it was your in-house folks that helped us get the info. So high five to them. What's that lady's name?
That was Kara Dara.
There you go. Kara Dara. Thank you so much. I love that name.
Since we're naming names, too, I have to say hello to my daughters, Mia and Leah.
There you go.
They'll be very happy to hear their names.
There you go. You waited all the way to the end, though. They're not going to be happy about that.
Mia and Leah?
That's right.
Mia and Leah. We'll say it all day. All
Mia
day.
And Leah. They got to come on the show. We're going to get Mia and Leah on the show.
Love you, Mia and Leah. We'll see you soon.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. I was blind. Yeah, my main man, Tom Petty, God rest his soul. Hey, everybody, when you're looking, first of all, I want to give a high five. Oh, she missed it. I want to say congratulations to Larry's Inn for being one of the 40 under 40 for the auto industry this year. I want to remind you that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville, and granted, they've got everybody down in Key West. Got to go down there and see that store. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. I'm rocking.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody. Hey, if you're looking to finance your deal, give me a call at 305-773-6300. A guy called me 2 weeks ago, said, Jim, I got to close in 2 weeks. I said, dude, it's the 4th of July. He goes, I don't care. I got to close in 2 weeks. I said, I got the answer for you. Guess what? We closed in 2 weeks. So you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need a private loan for your home because, well, just because you do. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision. We commit that day. We close sometimes in a week. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got, I got to just say, one of the most fascinating concepts that I've seen in a long time in real estate. And I've been in real estate a long time, and I've seen a lot of concepts.
Oh, boy.
But I went to this real estate cutting-edge technology thing at the, I think it was the Lightbox over in Wynwood.
Yeah.
And then this guy came up and he started talking.
This guy?
Brian. Brian came up, started talking about his concept. I don't want to go any further. Brian, we've got Brian Gaudio. He's the co-founder and CEO of Module. They're up in Pittsburgh. This guy's been everything from an Imagineer over at Disney World to help him make the world better after Katrina. He's pretty smart. He's a Fulbright scholar, served down in the Dominican. He's got all kinds of ways to take a look at this issue. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah,
what a great intro.
Yeah, I know. I really got all gassed up, you know. So, Brian, why don't we just get straight to it? What prompted you to want to come up with this design and this company? Because, you know, affordable housing, it's pretty hard to find in-town places to live these days just about everywhere.
Amen.
There you go, Wanda. Wanda, listen, you need one of these.
I'm listening.
I agree. So what drove me to start the company was really going to architecture school. So I went to architecture school that was 5-6 years ago, graduated.
Oh, my God.
Baby.
No, in school, they talk about design, right? They say design's really important and housing's really important. And you're, you know, being an architect in the real world is a really valuable thing. Then you get out in the real world and you realize that business is done and cities are built by real estate developers and construction companies.
Right. We hire you guys and you do what we say.
Exactly. So I said, I don't want to do that anymore. And I felt that a lot of what was being built in many cities, you know, didn't value sometimes the people who are living in the city. Sometimes they're put behind the pro forma. So I said, I would like to figure out, A, who in the world is working on this problem? How do we make cities more livable? How do we make housing that's beautifully designed, but it's more, you know, it's an affordable place to live? So that's kind of where I started this search. So I went actually traveling around South America in 2014 and set out with one question in mind. How are cities in South America, Lima, Santiago, Rio, São Paulo, and Bogota, how are they approaching the affordable housing crisis that they have when thousands of people are moving into their cities and they don't have a place to live?
Sure.
How are they approaching this problem, and what are the best ideas out there? So traveled around throughout South America and ended up talking to some of the most qualified architects, designers, governments, builders, community planners, and learned some really interesting things. And one of the coolest ideas that I saw out there was a firm that worked in Santiago, Chile. And what they did was they had little subsidy for, the government had very little subsidy to pay for affordable housing. So they said, with that amount of money, we could build a crappy version of a normal sized house, or we could build a very high quality version of half of that house.
Aha moment.
Ding, 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 ding.
Aha moment. Aha moment.
Exactly. Exactly. So they decided to build half of a good house and let the residents kind of DIY, do it yourself, for the rest of it. And I thought, wow, this is a great idea. I love it. Pay as you go. You know, start small and then add on as your family changes, as your needs change, as your income grows. So I thought that the idea had a lot of legs and said, how do we take that idea and bring it to the United States?
Yes. Yes. So, okay. So let's say now, you know, and one of the things I wanted to mention, we didn't really talk about, one of the social issues is they're moving out the people that can't afford to live there and putting in the people that are paying up to live there. And that's what's going on. And you're going to fractionalize the I'll call it cube, so that more people can live in the cube and therefore share the cost.
Yep.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell me how you Americanized the concept.
Good question. So we're started here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, about 2.5 years ago. And, you know, in the United States, we have very different kind of needs compared to other parts of the world, right? Bigger is always better in the U.S. And that's how a lot of the home builders have built for the last 70 years. But the reality is the product that a lot of the home builders are putting out there was really meant for the 20th century kind of household, mom, dad, three kids. But the reality is the demographics in our country have changed. The number one household in the United States, guess what the number one household size is in the United States, Jim?
One.
Exactly. So when you have,
That's Wanda's giving me a high five. Wanda, you see, Wanda,
that's
I'm in the industry, Wanda, and it was a loaded question.
Oh, okay.
So when the number one household in the U.S. is one person living alone, why do we need to be building, you know, tens of thousands of five-bedroom, three-car garage houses? There needs to be new answers. And so really, that's where we get involved, is instead of overbuilding and overbuying, give you the amount of space you need today with a small, it could be a one bedroom or a two bedroom starter unit.
Dog-friendly.
And then all of our homes are designed to grow. So once you live in the house, you can purchase additions and upgrades through our online platform. Kind of like ordering off of Amazon, if you think about it.
Hmm. Yeah, I really think it's more like living in a professionally designed and built Lego house.
Okay, mm-hmm. Then.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it? Because, Brian, what you're doing is you're taking it and you're taking the next room and you're putting it right on there. The person's building the lot, buying the lot, or has enough verticality, and they buy a thing where there's...
Verticality?
Yeah, they can go up.
Boy.
I'm just talking to this because this is a thought leader. This guy is changing the world.
Right,
this guy is changing the world. He's changing the way our cultural fabric can be, because now people can live together again.
I'm on board.
I know you are.
Exactly. So our homes are designed. So we're based here in Pittsburgh. And if you guys are familiar, if anyone's familiar with Pittsburgh, we're a Rust Belt city.
Yep.
So we have, think about it, we have 27,000 vacant lots in the city of Pittsburgh. That's not in the surrounding metro area. That's within the city proper.
Wow.
So we've got 27,000 opportunities to put someone into a home, if you think about it that way.
Sure.
And these lots are skinny. They're kind of long and skinny. So if you think of a row house, that's the kind of product that we're working on. So a townhouse or a row house. So
it's
16 feet wide, could be, you know, 30 to 40 feet deep.
Okay.
And that's kind of the first level. And then you could start with one story, and then you can add a second or even a third story as your needs change. So we've got a couple different base units on our website. People can log on. They fill out a little profile. We learn about their current needs, future needs, financial health. And we make an intelligent recommendation. We say, this is the amount of house that you can afford today. And as your needs change, you can purchase those additions and upgrades.
And are your products only available in Pittsburgh?
At the moment, we're only available in Pittsburgh, but we are gathering interest from other cities around the kind of Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, and even actually have some interest from the Southeast as well. We have building permits to build our first homes in the city of Pittsburgh, and by Q1 of next year, we should have a paying customer into a module house. Now, so we're pretty excited about that.
It sounds very exciting. My real question is, why aren't the different urban planners in different municipalities all over you about this? I got to believe that the smart politician latches onto this and rides it into an election.
That's a great question. So we actually, you'll find this, you guys are, down in the Southeast. We actually had someone from the city of Orange County and of Orlando up at our little demo unit here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, about a month and a half ago, because they were looking at a couple of ideas for how to do infill development within the city. And so we've had actually a couple conversations about that. And we've even had, folks like the Ministry of Housing of Saudi Arabia reach out to us. We've had some folks from around the country reach out. As a small startup company, it's great to gather that interest. And what we need to do is focus and deliver our first houses to real customers so that we can then follow up with those folks and say, hey, guess what? The product's out there. We have a real person living in one of these homes. It's not just a show home. And that's when we can have some really exciting conversations and follow-ups.
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show. I wanted to build that relationship. I want you to get back to South Florida. I want to introduce you to the folks I know in the political class here in Florida. And I want to change the way that Florida is built.
I want to be the first home in Florida.
Well,
all right.
Let's say somebody says that. How do they get information, Brian?
Great question. So on our website, people can log onto our website, and there's a little form on our website. So it says, looking to start with module. And
Brian, you got to give the website out, bro.
Yes. So you go to modulehousing.com. That's modulehousing.com. Go down to our page, and you'll see own land or don't own land. Whichever those you applies to you, you click. And then you start going through an onboarding process. And if you're serious, then we're taking $1,000 reservation deposits to hold your spot in line. This basically helps us with our procurement.
Sure.
So if you're serious, it's a fully refundable $1,000 deposit, and that will get you in line for our 2019 pipeline.
Okay.
But even before putting the money down, by filling that form out, you can have a call with one of our customer reps, and we can share some of our design packages with you.
Now, if somebody from South Florida was interested in doing that, it's still too early, right?
It is. I would say we are open to having those conversations because, as you guys know, in the housing business, it's a long customer cycle. So you might talk to someone in 2018, and then they're ready to actually build a home in 2019. So one of our goals is in 2019 to do a project outside of the city of Pittsburgh. So who is that right customer, that early adopter who lives in another city and is willing to walk alongside with us in kind of taking what we're working on here in the city of Pittsburgh and bringing that to another place? So we'd love to do that in 2019, and we're probably going to meet that person this year.
Well, Wanda wants to be that person. There she is.
Here I am.
There she is. Wanda, well, we'll talk about it. Wanda is your, well, let's talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it specifics.
Yeah, slow down.
I'm not going to do that.
Slow down.
But the point is that Wanda wants to be your person. So we're going to stay in touch, Brian, off the air with that. And hopefully we can get you back on to talk more about this concept after you've got the person in the house, maybe get them on with you and talk a little bit more about it like that.
That would be great. And I would say last year we hosted an event here in Pittsburgh called Defining the Future of Housing. We had folks from Comcast Smart Home Division. We had folks from Techstars come in to speak. And it could be a great audience and a great way to kind of bring in some of your, audience from the radio side into some really interesting conversations we're going to have around housing. And we're planning to do that in spring of 2019. It'll be the second annual Defining the Future of Housing event.
Well, we definitely would like to be part of that. We'd like to figure out how we can get something like that going down here in Miami, too. Maybe we talk about that, too.
Hey, that'd be great.
So why don't we do this? We will connect and get you back on the air sometime real soon. And in the meantime, let's try to focus on that. What do you think about that, Brian?
Let's do it.
What's that website again?
And, the website is modulehousing.com, and you can come check it out.
She's doing it
now.
Around.
We have a fun little design configurator where you can kind of play with different addition ideas. And then if you fill out a form, we're happy to talk with you and kind of really, honestly, filling out a form and talking with us is a great way to think about your own housing needs. It really gets your mind thinking. You know, we're happy to be a resource for anyone who's looking to get into a home. We realize that not everyone's a great fit for us, but that's, you know, we want to promote home ownership here in the U.S., so it's something we'd love to do.
I think that there are a lot more people out there that are fit for you than there are that are fit for the people that are buying the five-bedroom, billion-dollar townhomes. I can tell you that. So high five to you, Brian. Smart guy. Went around Latin America, brought some good ideas home. I always like that information disintermediation. Well done, Brian.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. We're going to have you back on the show real soon, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. It's our pleasure, Brian. You take care now, okay? All right, Wanda. Wanda, take us out. We'll do that last segment together, and we're going to have a great time. We got all kinds of great stuff to talk about. All right, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar.
Yep,
I'm sorry. I'm going to start again. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investments, service and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. All right. And hey, give me a call at 305-773-6300. If I can give you a hand with real estate financing, that's right. If it's complex, I got the answer. Just closed the deal for a guy. It took him, 2 weeks. And one of those weeks was the week of 4th of July. It was easy for me, easy for him. Got his money when he needed it. Solved his problem. So if I can solve a problem for you, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
So how'd you like that, Wanda? Finally found somebody that could really help make America a little bit better there, huh?
Yep.
So let me ask you this. What have you been doing with the podcasting? How's that been going? Because I've seen that when I add hashtag podcast to my social media posts, they like double.
Well, people are checking in and recording podcasts. We have a few people, some lawyers, some different aspects of law, which are fun. And I don't know. They keep coming. But you know what today is?
Tell me.
National Daiquiri Day.
Oh, wait a minute.
I had to squeeze that in.
Yeah, ha, ha, ha. Did you mix it up too?
Yeah, you know, and it's originated in Cuba. I didn't know that, the daiquiri.
Strawberry? Maybe it was a pineapple one in Cuba.
No, it was, they were working in the mines, I believe, the daiquiri mines. And when
That's
they take a break.
That's where the name came from?
They just named them after the mines.
Now, daiquiri doesn't have salt.
Spanish-American War, I think it was that time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Way back.
Okay. What else you got for me? What else is going on today?
Get to know your customer day is also today.
Well, that's every day.
I know. I thought you'd, but you'd
that's
appreciate
every day.
That.
I do appreciate that.
So, because you love your customer.
I do. Well, you know, it's all about them.
Exactly.
In fact, we've got a new customer starting in September. We've got a new customer coming on the show. We're going to talk some more health and wellness with some folks.
Oh, goody. I love health and wellness.
It's going to be health and wellness. Health and wellness. It's
a little hippie
great.
Talk.
It's actually very positive energy, very upbeat person.
Ooh, yeah.
Very upbeat, upbeat, upbeat. I'm going to keep teasing it. People are going to wonder who
yes.
it is.
Yes. Talk to Nora about doing some stuff, too.
Well, I want to get Nora on, too. We'll get Nora back on the show.
Nice, peaceful podcast.
Carla Daskal. We'll talk to her. We'll get the Sacred Space. Maybe we can do some remotes with Nora from the Sacred Space.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they've got lots of good stuff over there.
Now, Wanda, how are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling good, Jim.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's so yeah. great to have you. And how's my friend Polo back there?
Not fluffy today.
Not fluffy. I called a real name.
Okay. He appreciates that. Polo is just fine and dandy. He's growing up to be quite a young man.
That's right. Very, very precocious as
very,
well.
Very, very smart, that little Polo.
Very, very precocious. Now, if today was National Daiquiri Day, and it was also the day about treating your customers.
Get to know your customer
thank
day.
Thank you so much. And you know, I don't think it has. Has it rained out here yet today?
No, I'm not sure. It's hard to tell around here.
I was here yesterday.
It could be raining across the street.
Crushed me yesterday. Crushed me. It was wild.
Well,
yeah, I was here. I was having a meeting across the street. You know, I'm always doing these real estate deals.
It gets pretty dark around here near the airport.
Well, when it's raining, it does.
And when
also
it's raining,
and
yes.
also at night.
It That's what I meant.
It happens at night. In fact, it gets
yes.
dark by the airport. Well, probably once a day.
At least.
Yeah, I know. Now, Wanda, we've been working here on the 880 AM The Biz for a long time. You know, you've really been keeping the show rolling and moving for us. I really want to thank you for all the support that you've given us. You make the show special for
us.
Just
giving it back to you, Jim.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. What is that?
It's not for me.
Okay, well, then don't answer it.
I won't.
Now, I want to thank everybody. You know, without the folks that listen, we wouldn't have a show. So the most important people on the show are our listeners. Our guests, of course, are very important as well. I want to really do a shout-out, though. I haven't done it really, really heavy in a while. I want to thank the guys at Warren Henry, especially Larry's in. Larry just got married. He just got voted 40 under 40 in the auto industry again. That guy is amazing. But the thing that's the most special thing to me about Larry is the way that he treats his people at the dealership. They are just, it's like voted every year a great place to work. I go there on the Supercar Saturdays. You guys got to come with me
on Supercar
Saturdays.
I got to go there, yeah. I got to meet Larry.
Larry is the best. Larry is absolutely the best.
He's like a heck of a guy.
He's beyond a heck of a guy. I want to thank, of course, our friends at Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Real Connects, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Study, and of course, as I said, I want to thank you, our listeners. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Of course, you can always tweet at me at FreedomBusiness and at Jim Freed. Facebook is more and more popular all the time. LinkedIn, I'm finally figuring out how to really use LinkedIn to be very effective. And we're going to start to get more and more of a presence on YouTube. I'm going to have Robert Pitts really start blowing it out on YouTube. I think it's a new place that we should get a lot of traction. The website keeps getting lots and lots of hits each week. And of course, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, as soon as Robert Pitts gets it up there. Now, this is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this, and I think Wanda does too.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, everybody, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
got 30 seconds. You better get in there.
Not yet.
Oh, Jim Fried.
Are you ready?
Don't make me do this.
And Wanda Miles.
Come on. Who's got the best talk show?
We do. We do.
All right.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.